we realized that there was a true lack of awareness for what's actually going on the ground. What are the actual challenges? And what are these amazing solutions that are being pursued? And so we thought, well, what we need really is more awareness. Because if everyone knew and cared about the needs of conservation, then we can change this world. We can protect the species that are at risk. But ultimately, without a connection to the wild places on a wider, more mainstream basis, I don't think our nature really has much hope. So that's a bit grim, but the solution is to share the stories. And the amazing thing here is that so many of our environmental challenges have solutions that are being done, that are being pursued. And there are some really fascinating people that don't get the light of day that can share their stories on our podcast.
Hello, kia ora, and welcome to the People Helping Nature podcast, brought to you by Conservation Amplified.
Our show features the stories of people who are helping nature to bring more awareness to this amazing space. I'm Callum.
And I'm Anna, and I'm real excited because this is our very first episode that we are recording and bringing to you guys.
First episode. We've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes as of the time of recording, interviewing people, bringing stuff to life. But I guess the purpose of this episode is to introduce us. Who are we? What's this about? What is Conservation Amplified? And what do we aim to achieve? And what content are we looking to bring to you, the listener?
All right, before we get stuck into it, you may start introducing yourself.
Okay. So my name is Callum Armstrong. I am a conservationist at heart. By trade, I'm a marketer, a marketing coach, an entrepreneur. I like to build businesses, that type of thing. I live with one foot in the business world and one foot in the conservation world, as I like to say. But that's a story for another day. I think really there's all different skill sets that are needed to help nature. Some people come on the ground with knowledge on how to look after endangered species or plant trees or things like this. And I come with a skill set, which is how to get conservation in front of more people. And that's my passion and my joy. And what about you? What's your name? Who are you?
Kia ora again, everyone. My name's Anna. I often refer to myself as a self-introduced specimen into New Zealand. I was born and raised in Germany, but I've been in New Zealand Aotearoa for 10 years now. And I love threatened species conservation and habitat protection in particular. And I'm usually one of those people who loves hiding in the bush for hours and on end, you know, looking after kiwi or being near the river, spotting wheao or rock hopping and doing korora, little blue penguin nest monitoring. But what Callum and I have realized on our own conservation story is the lack of awareness once we move out of our tight-knit circle of conservation friends, and we really wanted to bring conservation to the everyday household.
So when this charity, Conservation Amplified, started, it was actually called a different name. It was the Reforestation Fund. And we were bringing conservation to households around New Zealand by partnering with brands to raise money for communities to help their own backyards. Through doing that, we realized that there was a true lack of awareness for what's actually going on the ground. What are the actual challenges? And what are these amazing solutions that are being pursued? And so we thought, well, what we need really is more awareness. Because if everyone knew and cared about the needs of conservation, then we can change this world. We can protect the species that are at risk. But ultimately, without a connection to the wild places on a wider, more mainstream basis, I don't think our nature really has much hope. So that's a bit grim, but the solution is to share the stories. And the amazing thing here is that so many of our environmental challenges have solutions that are being done, that are being pursued. And there are some really fascinating people that don't get the light of day that can share their stories on our podcast.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, the media often drags conservation through the mud with negative headline after negative headline. And don't get me wrong, if you're a field worker, you're definitely facing the mud frequently. But there's so many cool things. There's so much cool stuff going on, guys, that we just don't talk about enough. There's, like Callum said, solutions popping up everywhere, and we just really need to start showcasing them and the people that have those amazing ideas, and also how resilient nature can be if you just give it a chance.
But also, I think when we look at the people that are helping nature, when we look at what conservation actually is, there's a really one-sided view of what it is that I've heard from speaking to people over the last 5 years or so, which is, oh, you must just plant trees. You know, that is conservation, but it's only a very small part of it. And there's so many cool stories. It's such a diverse and broad world, the world of conservation. And yeah, we think you might like some of the stories that we've got to share. So yeah, that's what we're here to share with you. So I guess the question is, why a podcast? Why didn't we choose another way of telling the stories of conservation?
So we were actually incredibly fortunate to go down to the subantarctic islands of New Zealand.
South of Bluff.
Correct. Not Antarctica. Please.
North of Antarctica.
In between Antarctica and Bluff.
More towards Bluff than Antarctica. But anyway.
We were like, oh, this is amazing. Let's record a nature documentary. Let's do something we have no idea of and just start getting into it.
I was practicing my David Attenborough accent.
But we realized how time consuming it is just to get one piece of content out and do it properly. We believe that we can just have a higher impact and tell more stories by simply recording podcasts, you know, having a corridor or having a chat with those people, having those great solutions and doing this cool stuff out in the bush or in an office.
Yeah, so we are actually making a documentary on the story of how Campbell Island, 700 kilometers south of New Zealand, was eradicated of rats. It's going to be about 20 to 30 minutes, and I think we're probably going to be spending over 100 hours making it. So that can't scale. In those 100 hours, we could tell the stories of so many other people helping nature. And for you, the listener, it's a lot easier to consume a podcast. You can do it while you're on the go, while you're taking your kids to school or at the gym, cooking dinner, whatever you are. You can fit it into your life a lot easier than sitting down and watching something. We still really want to tell documentaries, but right now we figured we can get a lot more impact by starting with a podcast.
And hopefully also reach more people and just, you know, speaking to the curiosity that we all have and intriguing people enough to care more about nature and our environment.
So I guess the underlying theme here is that awareness and understanding of what is needed for nature and what's actually going on is one of the biggest barriers to conservation becoming more mainstream and to having more impact. The other barrier is funding. It's like finding money for helping nature is really hard to come by at the moment, and it has been for a long time. But we believe that awareness precedes funding. If you have enough people talking about it and prioritizing it, you know, you can get governments to fund it. You can get businesses to fund conservation and people can get involved. But ultimately, like, awareness is the linchpin. And so that's what we're focusing on and trying to make it fun, accessible, right?
Definitely.
Simple.
Keep it simple, but also really share how simple conservation can be sometimes. You know, you don't have to be this big name freshing to the bush, chasing kakapo or something like that. That's amazing if you are that person. Don't get me wrong. But conservation quite often is about accumulating small everyday actions. And, you know, don't feel like the barrier is super high and you have to necessarily go out and volunteer every weekend. Conservation can be you on the beach, just being aware of your surroundings, collecting rubbish, because essentially, if you pick up that piece of rubbish, it might not end up stuck in a gull stomach or, you know, preventing the gull from feeding or something like that. It's that simple sometimes. And that's what we all need to realize. We all have a part to play. We all matter. Our actions matter, even if they're baby steps.
And I guess conservation isn't just making nature better. That's definitely a really important part. That's the outcome of it. But people are so integral to this. You know, I started my first conservation volunteering was in Otani Wenuku Kiwi Forest on the outskirts of Tauranga. And I started because I wanted to help conservation, but I also kind of wanted to go off the beaten track and see some forests that no one else sees. But what kept me there was the community. I also met Anna there. We got together 5 years ago or so now. But you know, the community was what kept me there. And I don't know about you, but I find that the people doing conservation are some of the most interesting people around. And
definitely, they're super interesting, and they also hold such an amazing amount of knowledge, quite often overarching, sometimes site-specific. They can lead you to these magic places in the bush that they've discovered 10 years ago that actually no track leads to, but they just happen to make a waypoint of their GPS, and it's like the secret space. That is just absolutely stunning and beautiful. Like, to me, conservation is just as much as an adventure than, you know, anything else, really. It's awesome.
Yeah. So I guess, how are we going to do this podcast?
Well, Callum has a career in content marketing, written content marketing. However, podcasting is new to both of us, and we're just really experimenting around wanting to tell stories, sharing conservation tales.
And hopefully making some change while we're at it. So, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, poking that curiosity in you to wanting to learn more about our incredible biodiversity and how to protect it.
And at the time of recording, we've recorded a bunch of episodes ready to launch, and we've had so much fun. And I hope that you can have just as much fun as we are and on the journey.
And get the inspiration and the hope out of it that we certainly did.
So I sincerely believe that the people that give their time to help nature are the heroes of our generation. And we want to hero them. We want to show them on the show and get to know them so that you can as well.
And that brings me to a question that we ask every single guest on the show. Callum, what does conservation mean to you?
That's a tough question. So I think conservation is about being good stewards of the natural resources around us. For the future, we have an obligation to give to our children, our grandchildren, a beautiful environment that they can cherish and look after and protect. In the present, it means connecting with the community. It means recharging our own batteries and helping nature, getting out there and learning and connecting, because ultimately we're not separate from this world. You know, we might be in a modern world with all these crazy textiles and technologies, but it all still comes from nature. And connecting back to nature, to our wild places, and to the ecosystems that underpin everything in our lives, and just caring for and looking after them is so important in the present. And I think turning to the past, like, we have inherited this beautiful world. It's got its challenges, but it's also got its treasures. And we have a duty to look after what we've got. To me, that's conservation. And so, Anna, what does conservation mean to you?
Conservation is a really broad term, and it means different things to different people. To me, it comes down to the environmental factor and the people factor. As far as the environment goes, as Callum said, we need to be good stewards. To me, that means protecting existing habitat, improving it, and ultimately connecting it so our species can thrive in a healthy, they can have a healthy home, really. That's what it comes down to. On a people level, it's really all about positive action, building connections, and raising awareness. And like I said, you don't have to be this big name out in the bush to do that. It could be you on your local beach picking up rubbish, connecting with people, telling them why you're doing it and why it's important. For me, one of the things is I really love the dotterels on Mount Maunganui main beach. So I built connections with other people who cared. We started a shorebird group under Western Bay Wildlife Trust, and now we're on the beach every season. We look after the dotterels and the other shorebirds, but we're also chatting to people, you know, raising awareness. And it's not the don't, it's the do. Hey, look at this bird. This is amazing. It's rare.
And that curiosity.
Respect it.
Yeah. Curiosity is what gets us all going, right? So hopefully this sparks your curiosity. And this is just the beginning of the journey. We're just learning, aren't we? And
learning by doing.
If you like what we're about, please hit subscribe, follow us on social media, sign up to the email list, tell your friends and family, call your long lost aunt in Sweden and say, you've got to listen to People Helping Nature. If you don't like it, that's okay. If you are helping nature and you think that you could be good to go on the show, head to our website, conservationamplified.org, and get in touch.
Or if you know someone amazing who's doing some good mahi, we obviously want to hear about them.
And if you're a business that's helping nature or cares about nature and you want to be a sponsor, or you've just got lots of money and you want to fly us around the world talking about conservation, we're looking for sponsors too. Just saying. So you've heard what we're about, what we're trying to achieve, who we are, and if this might be for you. So I guess if you're into it, we'll see you in the next episode.
Please come join our journey exploring nature and being curious.
Right, yeah, and amplify conservation together. We'll see you in the next one, eh?
Kia ora, thank you.
Ka kite. Bye.